Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We've, of course, been following the situation down in KwaZulu-Natal. But evacuations begin as torrential rains lash flood-battered KwaZulu-Natal. The KwaZulu-Natal government has started evacuating people from parts of Durban as torrential rains intensify. The province is on high alert as certain areas have been identified as being in danger and some are already flooding. What on earth is going on down there? DA leader in KwaZulu-Natal, Francois Roger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to you and your listeners.
KwaZulu-Natal just can't catch a break.
Yeah, it's, if you think back, we had the July unrest and then a month ago we had floods and now we're having floods. You know, on a lighter note, one wonders when we're going to have an invasion of some alien species into our province.
It's absolute. I mean, it's without being funny. I mean, obviously, there's nothing not a lot funny about this, but it really must be wearing people down in terms of morale.
Yeah, I think it is. And if you know, I've been on the ground now again for 2 days in the hardest hit areas of Durban, and particularly in Durban North. You know, and some people haven't had water since the last floods. Now some of the repair work that's been undertaken, that in itself has been destroyed. And I think, you know, one just imagines, and we keep in our thoughts, those people that don't have water, can't use their toilets, wait for water tankers, haven't had electricity for weeks. You know, it's a bit of a soul-destroying situation in the province.
So what is the current situation? Has it stopped raining right now?
Yeah, it did stop raining on Sunday evening, so it sort of cleared from Monday, and we're not expecting any additional rain at this stage. So the situation, as far as the climate's concerned, seems to be stable, and we just hope and pray that it remains that way so that we can get some repair work done, because, you know, we've not even recovered from the July floods. From last month's floods, and now we've had to deal with this last round of rain.
Does KwaZulu-Natal, in terms of the climate, do you get winter rainfall, or is it mainly summer, being tropical?
It's mainly summer rainfall. This is unusually high rainfall for this time of the year. So it's certainly not the norm.
Okay, so that's hopefully a good sign, because there can be a couple of months to try and get this sorted. In terms of infrastructure, from what I understand, is there's been a tremendous impact on the infrastructure, a lot of it because it wasn't maintained properly. What's your thoughts around that?
Well, at the last estimate, and this is before the last round of rains, the estimate was sitting at 25 billion rands worth of damage. You know, I think one's also got to be sensible. I think the volume of rain over the short period, I think that's played a role. But I think in certain areas where infrastructure, stormwater drainage is not managed, in Mhloti, where it appears there's a development being undertaken, and all the brush and vegetation's being cleared off a vast area, that in itself could also have played a role in the devastation that we've seen in Mhloti, which was really, really badly hit on this time.
In terms of the rebuild, have things started? You know, we had, as you said, the July unrest. You've had the earlier floods. You've got these floods. Have things started to be rebuilt?
Very, very slowly, I must say. Look, I think the most important thing, or the number one priority, has been water. And I know that there's been work done in the Tongaat area, because there's huge problems with water there. Of course, now, as I said, with this round of rains, you know, there's further destruction. So it's going to be a long process. And of course, it's an enormous amount of money, which the province doesn't have. I sit on the finance committee. Our contingency reserve, which is meant for, you know, unforeseen events like this, is sitting at a mere 300 million rand.
But the private sector, I would imagine, would be quite involved here. And it's, you know, we spoke to one of the insurance companies. Lots of money flowing in to private companies for their rebuild? Have those at least started?
I've in fact seen that for myself in Amshoti and further north, where local business and farmers have got together and have in fact started clearing up and trying to assist. And I've also been approached to say that, you know, they'd like to contribute money towards particularly rebuilding some of the roads, which obviously impact their industry with limited access in and out of those areas.
So that's incredible, because you really could then find the province coming back quite strongly in those areas as to be able to rebuild, provide a little bit more infrastructure than there even was.
Absolutely, Howard. But what we need is a responsive government.
That was going to be my next question. Carry on.
If we've got, you know, people that are willing to contribute, then government needs to put up its hand and be part of that process. For example, in the last round of floods, I visited a group of businessmen and farmers in the north of Durban. I contacted the MEC of Transport and said, look, these guys have got the money. You know, they want to come to the party. She said she would accompany me to visit them. Well, that was 2.5 weeks ago. You know, so if you're not going to have a responsive government, then it really doesn't help that business wants to get involved.
What does the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal look like? You know, we understand on a national level they're fighting amongst themselves, possibly more worried about their own positions and their own power than they do worrying about the rest of the country. Is that a reflection of what's happening in KwaZulu-Natal as well?
I certainly think it's playing a role. You must remember the elective congress is happening now in July, and I think that is forefront of their minds at this stage. And it's sad, you know, we should be focusing on the plight of the people and the disruption. And at this stage, we should put party politics aside and try and deal with the crisis, the humanitarian crisis that faces our province.
Absolutely right. Francois Roger, who is the DA leader in KwaZulu-Natal, bringing us an update on the floods there.